In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, and Saint Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Earlier I was saying many people are pilgrims and who visit holy places. Many here would have visited holy places, but what ardour should we visit the Blessed Sacrament? We tend to want our spiritual transformation to occur in a place where our Lord is visited, but he's truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. How often, and the question's being asked to each of you, to your heart, how often do you visit him here in the Blessed Sacrament? And why are you travelling overseas? To have some experience, which is something you hope that you'll remember and transform you when you have him at every church, every Catholic church, so many, which are open throughout the day, and many even in night in Perth, 24 hours a day. Let us not envy the blessed, those who are in heaven, who are, since on earth we have the same Lord. The only separation that they have in heaven before him and us is the veil over the Blessed Sacrament, but it's the same Lord. Again, I'm asking you to consider more hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament every week. Therefore, from that effort that you make, you will induce many other people to devote themselves to the Blessed Sacrament, which deserves so greatly to be loved. The trials and tribulations, we have to get beyond those and realise that there's only some who are faithful to the teachings of the Church, and that we have an obligation to continue this faith here on earth by extending our beliefs, and we do that through prayer. After the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, the recitation of the Rosary in front of the Blessed Sacrament is the most efficacious. Ask the angels. This month we have had already, on the 2nd of October, the Feast of the Angel, our guardian angels. So ask them to enkindle in us a fervour for the Blessed Sacrament. When the Eternal Word took flesh, he hid his divinity and appeared as a man on earth, now hiding even his humanity and appealing only under the form of bread to show his tenderness of love which he bears us. Is he not more approachable now than if he were here standing where I am? His divinity is hidden, his humanity is hidden. Your faith is being tested. Help my unbelief. He hides his majesty and lowers his glory. And while on the altar, as we have here, to have nothing else to do than to love us. How vulnerable and helpless you place yourselves. Abel, our Lord places himself in such a vulnerable position by being exposed in the Blessed Sacrament, by being in the tabernacle. So much so that he's even able to be trampled on, flushed in water, or even burnt. He disposes himself to all of us. In this sacrament, our Lord has gone further than obeying the Eternal Father, even unto death. The Blessed Sacrament not only being obedient to the Father, but also to man. When he was on earth, Jesus was obedient to Mary and Joseph, but now he obeys creatures. He obeys his Father in heaven, and he obeys the priests here on earth. This sacrament is not only a sacrament of love, but is the sacrament of love. These are some of the contemplations which St. Alphonsus Liguori gives us. Now, daily communion. It's a daily wellspring of source of love, of strength, of light, of joy, of courage, of every virtue and every good. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink, Jesus said. He alone is the fountain of water springing up unto life everlasting. Are we receiving our Lord? Are we managing our time to receive him more and more frequently? If we're not, why not? Where is our faith? Where is our belief in our Creator? How can there be anyone in a state of sanctifying grace who does not want, or who finds it hard to go to this divine table of the Lord? The great Lord Chancellor of England, St. Thomas More, who died a martyr because of his resistance to the schism, used to hear Mass every morning and receive Holy Communion. Some friends tried to persuade him that this care was not suitable for a layman heavily engaged in so many affairs of state. And we're being addressed just by this example. You present all your reasons, and they rather convince me the more that I should receive Holy Communion. That was St. Thomas More. The more you tell me that I'm busy, the more I'm convinced that I should spend more time in the front of the Blessed Sacrament. A recent story of St. John Paul II, when he was visited on the plane with a cardinal who had a very important question, he said, "Is it important?" And the cardinal said, "Yes, very important." And he said, "Well, let me pray. My distractions are numerous, and with Jesus I learn to recollect myself. Many things that we think we should be doing and doing them, they are distractions. Spend time with Jesus, and a lot of the events that are in your mind or you think that have to be done can be done in the heavens by the prayer that you do to rectify the anticipated problems. The occasions of offending God are frequent, and I receive strength every day," said St. Thomas More, "from him to flee from them. I need light and prudence to manage very difficult affairs, and every day I can consult Jesus in Holy Communion. He is my teacher." How often do we go to prayer groups for healing? Yet when you go to Holy Communion, receiving him worthily, of course, are you not asking for your healing then? Isn't he more present in you than is his presence if you were alive with him there on the Sea of Galilee? We tend to move away from the sacrament of Holy Communion and go elsewhere for our spiritual uplifting, but where is our faith? Shouldn't we be receiving our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament by frequenting Mass? And considering Mass is but 30 minutes, why are we travelling great distances to find Jesus when he is there, close by, only a matter of 30 minutes away, more than likely than any other place we need to go to him? Someone once asked the celebrated biologist, Sir Frederick Grant Banting, why he cared so much about daily communion. "Have you ever reflected," he answered, "that what would happen if the dew did not fall every night? No plant would develop, the grass and flowers could not survive, the evaporations and the dryness that the day's heat brings is in one way or another their cycle of energies, their natural renewal, the balance of the lymphatic fluids. The very life of plants requires this dew. After a pause, he continued, "Now my soul is like a little plant. It is something rather frail that the winds and heat do battle with every day. So it is necessary that every morning I go get my fresh stock of spiritual dew by going to Holy Communion." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.